Good afternoon, and Alberta Clipper continues to steadily advance in our direction with thickening clouds. Rounds of light snow showers have broken out in western and central New York and are working their way into the region. Still, the air mass is so very dry and cold, a lot of this will dry out as it makes an approach. Some snow flurries and snow showers may reach the ground early in the afternoon, but a better chance at more light snow showers toward evening. Snowfall amounts will be on the light side and generally total an inch or less from I-90 south and east into New England, with an inch or two possible across portions of the North Country, Upper Hudson Valley, and Vermont. In parts of the Adirondacks, the snow could add up to as much as 2 to 5 inches in the favored eastern slopes of the Adirondacks as that system moves through. In addition, a gusty south wind will increase at times over 30 miles per hour, ushering in milder air. So by the end of the day, readings will be in the lower 30s and transition some of that light snow to sleet and freezing rain. But this will go by the boards quickly as the temperatures climb through the 30s after dark tonight, and we see just plain rain during the overnight hours. The system will clear through the region by early tomorrow morning. During the day tomorrow, after this clipper pushes through, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and mild weather with temperatures reaching into the middle and upper 40s. In fact, another system tracking through the Great Lakes in southern Canada will drag even milder air in here for the day on Thursday. High temperatures will be around 50, although there is the good chance of rain showers. Behind that system, it'll turn cooler on Friday with a gusty northwest wind, and to return to sunshine, temperatures will be back into the upper 30s, then dry and chilly, but seasonably so for the upcoming weekend with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, high temperatures back to the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of Pacific storm systems will continue to impact the western U.S. through midweek. This will bring periods of rain and snow, some of which could be heavy. Onshore flow will continue to spread moisture into the west ahead of another Pacific low-pressure system today, which will approach the coast through the afternoon. Widespread precipitation is expected with heavy rain and even a few thunderstorms possible across much of California. Snow levels will rise as the system approaches, with snow changing to rain or a mix of rain and snow across portions of the Sierras and Great Basin. The combination of rain and snowmelt is expected to lead to major, and in some cases even historic, flooding. And flood warnings have been issued for a large part of central and northern California. Meanwhile, above 7,000 feet, snow totals will reach 7 to 10 feet, with wind gusts reaching 60 miles per hour, and over the Sierra Ridge, gusts could reach 100 miles per hour. At the same time, extreme winter cold has moved into the central and eastern parts of Europe, with heavy snow also expected in the eastern Mediterranean region. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with light snow or rain showers in the mid-30s, Boston increasing clouds with a chance of light snow or rain late near 40, and in Buffalo, snow changing to rain, becoming windy with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the low 14, the record high 55 set in 2016, and the record low 13 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:41 p.m., 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and becoming windy today with light snow developing, highs in the upper 20s. Windy with light snow and sleet this evening, changing to rain overnight tonight with temperatures holding in the 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and becoming windy today with light snow or rain showers late in the day in the mid-30s. Windy with rain showers tonight, temperatures climbing into the 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming windy today with light snow moving in, transitioning to sleet toward evening with highs in the lower 30s. Windy with light snow and sleet this evening, changing to rain overnight tonight with temperatures climbing through the 30s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and becoming windy today with light snow showers late in the day and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Windy with rain showers tonight, temperatures climbing through the 30s toward 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and becoming windy today with light snow moving in during the afternoon and into the evening with highs in the lower 30s. Windy with light snow transitioning to rain this evening and continuing overnight tonight with temperatures climbing through the 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mild temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with rain likely Thursday near 50. Mostly sunny and windy, turning colder Friday, upper 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds near 30 on Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds for Sunday and Monday with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.